Hey, this is TA Marion calling in from kilometer 2925. Four more, and it would have been an odometer moment, but then we would have been past reindeer station. This might be our cutest amount we've ever moved, and it was a big decision to sort of pack up. The sun kind of lured us out, and it was relatively calm this morning, and so we packed up and moved on from our little cozy place and came on down to Reindeer Station, which is a place where historically they would have been herding reindeer. It took 5 years to bring a reindeer herd over from Alaska, and the herd still exists. The station I don't think is used as much for that anymore. It is used for tourists, and there is the historic Hudson's Bay building here. And we met a lovely man from Inuvik and Forkwood Hope named Willie, and had a grand chat. He invited us into his boat. He had dropped off two researchers from the Canadian Geologic Survey, so we chatted with him for about an hour and found, as is often the northern tradition, that a building had been left open for travelers in inclement weather, and we certainly have inclement weather here at the moment. Imagine the worst 2-4 weekend in Newfoundland and Labrador that you can imagine. It's about 5 degrees. It's blowing anywhere between 15 and 25 knots. It's 5 degrees and raining. So it was delightful to have a place, as one of the researchers said, called it a hard-sided building. To get in, we've got a fire in the stove going, so everything's all dry, and we're comfy cozy to sit out this strong wind warning. We're sort of putting up our feet and enjoying life inside for the night, getting lots of projects done, like my mattress fixed, and I'm hoping to get my rain pants fixed and maybe my raincoat fixed, and enjoying a magazine that Willie left with us to read about the folks, the Inuvialuit here, who's it's a cool magazine. It's got lots of stories of people and their lives. And we'll try to get to bed early and hoping that the gale's just going to blow itself out and that the land forecast is correct and not the marine. If the marine forecast holds true, we'll probably be sitting another day. But as we said, this section's just going to require a whole lot of patience. And thanks to Hillary and Adrian for sending in the forecast to us. I heard the thing go beep. So, yeah, we're just sort of trying to be as patient as we can, trying to eke out a little bit of distance here and there. So our 7 today will help out. We're about 45 kilometers into the process of needing to make about 200. So all's well here at kilometer 2925. We're feeling kind of like royalty and enjoying a little bit of luxury for the night. And that's it for us. Take good care. Bye.